This is a HeadGum Original.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Wow, I'm Nicole Byer.
I'm Lauren Lapkus.
And oh baby, this is the 15th episode of the new season of Newcomers.
15, wow, ooh. We've really been doing it.
We really have been, and it's been slow, a little painful, but we are working our way through Lord of the Rings content.
Yes, and we've watched basically everything I know about Lord of the Rings so far. And last week we mentioned we'd be getting into the video games soon. But before we do that, we've decided to take another breather this week from the heavy plots and juggling the character names in our heads. And today we are just going to unwind, have some fun, learn some new tidbits along the way with some popular memes and parodies of this franchise that have come about over the years.
Okay, let's try to like debrief a little bit of what we have experienced. So you said we watched the animated movies, which were creepy and weird. Mm-hmm. We've seen the original Lord of the Rings, where I was like, this could have been more succinct. We watched that Tolkien biopic. Oh my God.
We've watched a fan made film.
We've watched.
I mean, God, it goes on and on. Honestly, we've written our own fan fiction multiple times.
Twice.
At this point.
Can you even?
I can't. And there's more to come. And I guess down the line, we're going to be playing Dungeons and Dragons or something, which, look, I'm scared. And I'm scared of what, honestly, I'm scared of what doors that's going to open in my life. Do you know what I mean? Because we know people who play these games and suddenly I'm going to be in this world and maybe I'll like it and maybe that'll change who I am. And I'm scared.
I don't think it's going to change who you are. I think it's going to be like a nice little sprinkle on the Lauren Lapkus cupcake.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm not a nerd, but I will play D&D whenever asked. And I have seen every episode of and movie of Star Wars. And I have seen every single thing that's ever happened with Lord of the Rings. But I mean, still cool.
I got to say, the most disappointing thing through this process is no nerds have like reached out to be like, I'll be your boyfriend. You know everything I've ever wanted to talk about.
You know, this is true because I feel like in our community of improvisers, this is like a blind spot for you that now you completely understand and are an expert in.
Yeah.
And so maybe that should open some sort of dating door with somebody out there. But the problem is don't want to talk about this more.
No, I sure don't. And then I just thought about it. Men like to explain things at you, and now I understand it. Oh, boy. So I can't believe in the last 2 seconds I've realized that I was like, ooh, now I'm a catch. And now it's like, no, now you're even less of a catch
because you know too much.
Explain things to you.
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
Wow. Oh, my God. So, okay. Well, for this episode, of course, we're going to be talking about memes and parodies. So, spoilers will be a part of this. And and honestly, I just can't imagine anyone out there listening to this show and being mad about spoilers because that's stupid.
It would be so funny if someone was listening to this being like, I'm only going to listen to the episodes where they're not talking specifically about the movies because I don't want spoilers. It'd be very funny, very niche.
But I will say I get mad about spoilers sometimes when it's totally unjustified. Like I was watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire last night and they were the question had to do with the movie Seven, which I've never seen.
Mm. Ooh.
And the question was
about the end.
Yes. And now I know what's in the box.
That's a bad spoiler. That actually sucks because it's such a good part of the movie.
That's what I thought.
You
got to
see it.
That's Brad Pitt. You gotta watch Seven. And I was like, well, now I know what's in the box.
Watch it for Brad Pitt going, what's in the box?
Yeah.
What's in the box? What's in the box?
He's an interesting man. You know, like sometimes when you think about him and how he's just like super hot and whatever, like I feel like he could be written off for that, but he's weird.
He is weird. Yeah, he is weird. But he's weird in a hot way where I think he's made a choice to be weird. I think hot people will do that. They're like, man, how do I like set myself apart from the other hotties?
Ooh, oh my God, you're right.
I'll just talk like this a little bit and eat in every scene because nobody would expect a hot man to eat.
Yes, you're right. Okay, it's less hot now.
You know who's hot? Our guest today!
I know. I love that segue.
Thank you. Our guest today, oh baby, actress, comedian. We starred on the short-lived series of Party Over Here. It was me, it was her, it was Allison Rich. Also, she co-hosts the podcast Off Book, the improvised musical with Zach Reno, who was here earlier this season. It's Jess McKenna!
Yay! Oh my gosh, I got to be called hot. This is the best day.
Of course. And you're smoking hot.
Jess, I was just looking at your IMDb and you've done so much voiceover in recent years.
Oh, you
it's
know,
like
you
very
gotta,
amazing.
Thank you. You got to have be all those scrappy kids.
It's so good.
Thank you. Thank
Star
you.
Star Trek Lower Decks, The Mighty Ones, DC Superhero Ooh. Girls, Big City Greens, Craig of the Creek. There's more. It goes on and on.
It's a lot of the same archetype. It's either a boy or a girl who's like, hey, I don't know about you. And like,
well, those are everywhere.
And someone's like, I would like that also over here. But yeah, no, it's nice work if you can get it. Remember that show?
No, what was
no.
that?
What's that?
Sybil.
Oh, I did watch Sybil.
With Sybil
Is that
Shepherd?
From the theme song?
Yeah, I think so. Nice work if you can get it and you can get it. Won't you tell me how?
You know I've brought this up to you before, but I think about it often, is when you sang that Sugar song on Doughboys. It's like from a sugar commercial. Would you do it?
Yeah, of course. I'd be happy to. But I feel like my
Lauren's
mom
is like a queen. You're like laying back on a couch. You went, I would like to hear the Sugar song. Will you do it? And then you took a long drink of water. It was honestly iconic.
I moved to the couch today because I was like, why don't I sit on the couch when I do all these things? It's so much more comfortable. And it's been great. I've had a whole day of couch zooming.
Yeah. I feel like I'm being called over from like a different part of a family gathering. And they're like, Jess, come do the song from the show.
Do the sugar thing.
Your aunt hasn't heard it yet. Okay. This
Everyone
is a
get ready. It's so good.
This is a sugar commercial from the 50s or 60s. C&H, C&H. My mom uses it to make her cakes. She makes the greatest cookies, snacks, and candy. They're dandy. Island kids all love the cane. It grows so clean and sweet. They eat it when it's freshly cut, and then that's quite a treat. Neat. Touched by sun, kissed by rain. C&H comes from the sugar cane. They make the greatest cookies, snacks, and candy in the bright pink package.
You know what's funny? I know that sugar. The song did nothing until you said bright pink package. And I was like, I have some in my pantry.
Yeah. That's the sugar.
C&H.
Honestly, Lauren, thank you for asking for that. It was a delightful treat. And
you're
just
welcome.
Thank you for doing it.
Hey, you know, I'm here to tap dance. Let's be clear.
So good. So good. Well, okay. So you are kind of a Renaissance woman, I would say. How did you become a Lord of the Rings fan?
Oh, thank you. I read The Hobbit in eighth grade and liked it and did a book report on it where I transformed my American Girl doll Molly into a hobbit.
Oh, boy. What? Do you have pictures? This is funny. Because the those dolls are expensive.
Yeah, yeah, why'd you do to her? I think I just like I took off her glasses, undid her braids, and like tucked it into a sweater that I had that was like from there was a lady in our town who made knockoff American Girl dolls clothes. So I had like a chunky blue knit sweater or something. And then I think I truly just drew on her feet with eyeliner.
Oh my God, wait. I was just talking about this with Scott and Paul on Threedom, that I was talking about American Girl dolls. And of course, they don't know what I'm talking about. But now you're the perfect person to talk about this with, because I saved up $100. And there was a store in my town that they sold doll clothes that were not sanctioned American Girl doll clothes, but they were like handmade, and I bought a bunk bed from them, and it was so fun to find clothes that weren't from the company, but then like, and it's just something that older men can't understand about.
And that's just true. You know, older men are not going to understand the singular joy of being like, wait, I don't only have to order from the catalog.
Yes.
Someone can make clothes to these dimensions.
But didn't you love getting the catalog?
Oh, and I loved the catalog.
It was so fun.
And I did get one of those matching outfits. I had Samantha and I had Kirsten, and I had the Samantha nightgown that was just like a Victorian white nightgown, and then she had the matching one.
Oh, see, that's nice. Never got the kid size version of anything. I also had Samantha.
All right, you two bougie babies.
Well, my sister had Molly, and I'll tell you, she was not happy when I cut Molly's hair, and then my mother would not send her to the doll hospital to get a new head.
I was going
to
talk about the doll hospital. I love the doll hospital.
Nope.
I sent my doll there because I got...
No,
I sent my doll there because I got pen on her, and then she was sent back in a hospital gown with a balloon and a bracelet.
And a bracelet, right?
Yeah.
Honestly, so I think that is a good way to explain the American healthcare system to kids. It's like, yeah, when you get hurt, you go to the hospital and it costs a lot of money. Yeah. And all you get is a balloon and a Band-Aid.
It's true.
It's true. I got, my sister had Samantha and I had Molly. And then I got a Girl of Today, which was truly so stupid because she looked exactly like Molly, just without glasses or braids. Like, because I was like, I have brown hair and I have this color. And that's exactly what Molly is. She just has her hair in braids and has glasses. Like, I could have just bought Girl of Today rollerblades and put them on Molly.
Oh my God,
like,
the rollerblades were so cool.
They were cool. I wanted that doll. Did not get it. I also wanted, I think, Addie. When Addie came out, I was like, a black one? And then my friend Claudia got Addie. And then I was like, wait, we can't brush Addie's hair. Addie's hair is just like mine. No, I got to brush some hair. I'm going to stick with Samantha. And my mother was so upset with me. And now I'm like, do I buy an Addie doll? But then also I'm like, why did Addie have to be like a runaway slave?
Yeah,
be in the 1920s or something? And
it is a strong choice to put her in that decade when you could pick any era. And also, I think we probably were at the age where right when we were growing out of having the dolls, that's when they made them where you could pick them to look just like you and like do that whole thing, which was really cute. But I didn't want one anymore at that point. But it's so funny because I wanted Samantha so bad because that's like what I wanted to look like. Like, she looked like Kelly Kapowski to me. And I was like, she's perfect. And my mom really wanted me to have Molly, which was from like her era of growing up. And also I had glasses and like looked like that. It would have been more like the one I would have picked. But I didn't want it because I thought she was a dork because she had glasses.
She was a dork. And I liked that.
I also thought she was a dork with glasses. You know who I liked? Was it Felicity?
Felicity's cool. Felicity had the horse.
Yeah,
redhead.
Redhead, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was Kirsten, Felicity, Addie, Molly?
Samantha, Molly.
Wait, they skipped so many years in between.
Oh, yeah.
That's wild.
This was not an effective way to teach history, for the record.
No, I only know about 1904. That's the only thing.
But Samantha was a little benevolent. She did like befriend that servant girl that she talked to in between the fences.
Nellie. Was it Nellie? Why do I remember this?
I think so.
Oh my gosh. She did befriend that servant girl. I also loved she had the you could get whenever you got the food, it was always a little disappointing, but didn't she have like a small plate with like pillow mints on it?
Yes, I had that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. And the cake.
Buy a plate with fake tiny mints for your doll. That's who Samantha is. She has plated mints.
Yep.
I wonder how much those are now, because they were, I remember the dolls, I think, were $109, which was a lot, but must be more now, don't you think?
I'm sure, yeah.
I have to.
There are tons now, which is cool. It's definitely better to have more, but it's also...
Oh, they're $110.
Whoa, they actually didn't change.
Hey.
I like that.
Yeah. American girl.
Hey, that's... Wait, you guys are really awesome.
Pink hair?
That's what I'm seeing.
Whoa.
They have every...
Pink hair one.
Oh my God. They have everything. But that's... See, I probably would want that if I was a kid.
Did you ever get American Girl magazine? Like, not the catalog?
Yes.
No. Wait, what is American Girl?
Was it called AG?
What? They called it AG for a while. They had their own magazine, and it was, I got it for a little bit of time, and it had no ads in it.
Oh.
It was just, like, articles and artwork and, like, make these summer treats. Or, like, they did have a help column, which I was just like, oh, somebody ask about crushes. I'm not gonna do it. Someone else.
That's so funny. When you're a kid and you're like reading a magazine, you're like, please have the advice I need. Yeah. I can't figure out any other way to get this.
If someone could ask, listen, I'm a tomboy who's looking to make sure that boys know that she'd like to also kiss them. How should I slowly evolve my brand so that honestly, I'm not just covered in mud?
That's a good question. And why are you covered in mud?
I liked to dig at recess. That was my... I just used the cafeteria spork and dug in the playground. And we would dig out dirt clods and throw them at each other. This is when I was like first and second grade. And if was like transit, like how do I make sure I could still kiss a boy? It would be more like fifth, you know, a different phase.
That's when you start to realize.
Yeah, you're like, oh,
what
shoot.
You need.
Oh, shoot. Can't just be sporks and dirt all day.
Wait.
Anyway, I read The Hobbit.
I'm sorry. I'm still on American Girl dolls.
That's all I want to talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I order by December 1st, I can have one by Christmas.
I think you should get one.
Oh my gosh, you should.
I think I might.
Why not?
And I think I might buy my sister a Molly doll.
Oh my
because
gosh.
Because she was so, she honestly, I don't know if she ever forgave me for cutting her hair off.
Do you know how fun that would be to receive in the mail as a surprise?
That's right, really
sweet. Do it. And she doesn't listen to this podcast, so it will be a surprise.
That's
hey, people,
great.
Don't tell my sister if you know her.
I love this so much. I have, my mom has my old American Girl dolls in a box somewhere, which I'm planning to have shipped out at some point, all my old stuff, because she's getting sick of it all being in the house. But I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, what am I going to create, a shrine to my American Girl dolls? Where are you going to put this?
I think... Well, my therapist said it's okay to have stuffed animals on your bed. So
I agree with that.
Maybe like, I don't know, maybe just a nice little setup next to you, like in your bedroom or somewhere. I mean, it might be weird to have in your like living room where it's like, please have some wine with my American Girl dolls.
They are also sitting here.
Here's a pitch. Can it be the base of a lamp?
Wow. Oh. I actually love this. Well, Nicole, did you end up getting that flamingo lamp?
Yeah, because aren't you on a lamp quest?
I am on a lamp quest. I have, okay, so my friend Franny lives in England. So I DM'd her and was like, can I send something to your house and you send it to me? And she was like, of course. So I didn't stop there. I got this, it's I think 5.5 feet tall flamingo lamp. And then I got a palm tree lamp and I can't wait to have these weird ass lamps in my house.
Oh, that's
going to
be
awesome.
I'm very excited.
If you guys look at the historical characters page of American Girl, there's like 1,000 now.
Wait, really?
There are so many. Oh my God. And they updated Samantha. I don't like these new fonts. They're too cool. But they gave Samantha a new dress. This is kind of stressing me out.
Who's Joss? Historical characters.
Who's Courtney? Who's Mary Ellen? I mean, this is just a whole.
Wow, there's so many.
Courtney's from the 80s, which means we are old.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if that's historical, when we were born,
they're like,
we're very
she has
old.
A tape in a Walkman.
Ooh, and Julie, she's a hippie.
Oh, yeah, Julie Albright.
She's okay. Cool. I would have wanted that one, I think.
Oh, my God, Melody's
Melody.
Cool.
Melody's very cool.
Wait, I didn't
love
get there.
Melody.
Oh,
I think I'm going to buy Melody.
Oh, my God. No, that you need that.
I love
that
Melody.
Is so cute. And it also really justifies owning one because she's so stylized
she's
and adorable. I
so
love.
Cool. Wait, is Molly not here?
Dude, they erased Molly. This is Molly erasure.
They probably retire people.
Oh my God, Rebecca is so weird. Where is Rebecca from?
I'm here for this.
I'm kind of obsessed. Wait. Melody's by far the cutest with
I
her
can't
style.
Believe Samantha really gets to still be here, but not Molly.
Samantha
I mean,
is gorgeous.
People love Samantha, and she's back ordered, and she's an award winner.
She cannot argue with that.
Is an award winner.
She's literally perfect. I hate her new dress. Where's her old plaid dress?
I don't like it
dress?
Either. I love that plaid dress.
Yeah.
The burgundy and the brown plaid. Oh, boy.
Wow.
Should we do, like, American Girl cosplay?
Honestly, I would.
Yes.
I would totally wear some classic Samantha clothes and go to some sort of weird event. We could go eat at the Grove.
Yes. Yes. I used to have matching pajamas with Molly, but... They
those
were
are
just,
cute. Were they red and white stripes?
Yes. Wow.
No, those are
photographic.
Cute. You have a very good memory.
I feel like I've really studied this catalog growing up.
And all the photos where you're like holding hands with the doll.
Yes.
In the same, I mean,
so cute.
Oh, guys, I found one on Etsy for $170. Oh my God. I found another one for $400, a Molly doll.
Oh, like the classic. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh God. Yeah. No, if you're going to get it as a gift, you have to go find that on some weird site. Okay. I'm kind of hoping that this is going to work out. Have you, wait, so how was the 170? Was it like a decent looking? I feel like we're just hanging out. This is hilarious.
It is.
Oh, my God. Well, the 175. She looks good. I'm looking at it right
now. Yeah, she looks pretty decent. I think I might do it. I might get it for my sister.
That's awesome.
I know for sure that they redid her braids because they just have some real size ponytail holders in them, but that's okay.
You're a sleuth.
I am. Look, she has these red ribbons. Oh, there's another one that's 175 with the red ribbons. Oh, my God. See, but Molly was a dork.
She was a dork. Oh, my God. This one's $300.
She had roller skates and a dog and was trying to do her best while World War II was happening. So she was, like, pretty cool.
You're totally right. And, I mean, the fact of the matter is glasses are unavoidable. And it does. I mean, I had glasses from second grade on and I didn't look cool. And that's just what that is.
And I believe she had, like, a camping adventure. I mean,
she did
had some cool stuff.
Yeah.
With a canoe, right? I think she had a canoe.
I believe so. And I think it capsized.
So, I mean, pretty cool, guys. She's pretty
okay,
cool.
She's interesting. She's got a lot going on. Yeah, Samantha was just rich.
20 minutes in and we've truly not spoken about Lord of the Rings in the slightest.
I'm sorry. I did have to just, you know, that was my introduction was turning my American Girl doll.
I really liked it. So, okay. So
Bilbo.
You read The Hobbit. You turned your American Girl doll into Bilbo.
Yeah. And then I never liked any other book. They were too boring. It was like, it's just a lot of walking and really, really descriptive in a way that I found dull at the time. I wonder how I would feel revisiting it now. But I really loved the movies when they first came out and would then like the next year watch the extended version with my brother all 4 hours and watch like behind the scenes videos of like artisans in New Zealand making chainmail by hand.
Wow.
Yeah, I liked it. I liked it.
That's interesting that you found the books tedious, but then you love the tedious stuff in the like movies. But I guess it's visual.
It was pretty.
Visual's different than like using your imagination.
I also wasn't that big of a reader yet. Like even in high school, I was just like reading for pleasure. Didn't really take hold. I was like, I don't know. And this is a slog.
Yeah.
It's like, it's a lot of pages of walking.
Yeah. We've heard that he likes to drag out how they got from point A to point B. And the movies really do reflect that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just long sweeping shots of people walking up a hill, walking down a hill.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Well, it's now, quite a journey.
We've heard from one of our previous guests, Oscar Montoya, that, and we know this to be true because we know you, that you have an incredible ability to recall the smallest details from this franchise and even weave it into musical improv.
Oh, wow.
And so we know you're very good at this, but have you seen these movies lots of times like to absorb all this, or does your brain just latch onto things after like one or two viewings?
Wow, that's really nice from Oscar. I think it's probably that I maybe had watched it fairly recently when he was on Off Book and we did like sort of an Lord of the Rings inspired narrative. I do sort of retain information. I mean, takes one to know one, knowing Molly's pajamas, my gosh.
Yeah, I guess our minds hold on to different things and some more useful than others.
Yeah. I think I probably have a good amount of details still in the old trap, but
you're being very
modest.
Yes, modest is the word because I was on a sketch team with you for years. you absorb information in a way that I find so impressive. Like, you can memorize, like, you could like have a lion spit at you and you could like just recite it back perfectly. You have a great memory is what I'm trying to say.
This is a great time for me. You
really do. No, you really do. I feel that way too. I feel like in watching you and performing with you, it also really comes through in your callbacks. Like, you have a mm-hmm. really great mind for just weaving things together and remembering little things or making big connections that aren't obvious. And yeah, it's just interesting. I mean, it's one of those things I feel like with improv, it's really hard when you're thinking about, when you're asked something like this, like, it's hard to understand how your mind works, like, to do it. But it is so interesting how each person is different with like what they bring to their performance. But I feel like that is one of your main skills, is like this, this like memory and like connection making.
Yeah, I do have a good memory. Thank you. That's very kind. I think that for Lord of the Rings is not like a deep, deep, deep fandom for me. Like, I'm like, what the heck is Cate Blanchett's character name? You know what? So I don't have like an encyclopedic recall. But I think that
sure
for Lord of the Rings specifically, like, I might for some other types of things or like, yeah. But I guess I'm also nervous that I'm about to be like quizzed. Am I about to?
Oh,
be
no, quizzed? No, not at all. I mean,
that'd
no.
be so funny if that's how we set you up to be quizzed.
So you like, have a really good memory. Now, do you know?
Okay, you're really great. And here's a fucking quiz.
Oscar said you know everything about this. Yeah, I think I was also just sort of trying to temper expectations about how much I remember about Lord of the Rings.
Totally. No,
I do have a good memory. I think that.
Well, and I think with like singing, like doing musical improv, you really have to, because you're like weaving together like 10 things at once that are like unspoken. And that's what makes it so impressive, I think, because it's just, it's such a skill. It's so not innate for most people. So like being able to like musically hit a genre and then rhyme within it, have it make sense, do creative things that are weaving in like information from other stuff. Like that's an amazing thing. I mean, everyone should listen to Off Book, by the way, which is.
Off Book is so impressive.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, I did it once. I was very scared. You were like, please don't be scared. You'll be fine. And it ended up being okay. But like, truly.
You were great.
It's
please.
Incredible what you and Zach can do.
No, I felt the same way. Like, I was like, this is so not my wheelhouse. And like, I just like watching you guys do it. It's just so much more fun just to be like, can you just do it? And I don't have to try.
Oh, thank you. I feel like also now I've just like only worked that muscle so intensely, especially this year. It's like, oh, what I'm can sure. I still wear? It's just like, yeah, I'm skipping leg day on other things, I feel. But yeah, we like really, we're like, no, we're going to get excellent at this very niche skill.
Yeah. Has it been weird on Zoom doing that? I'm sure, obviously, but like,
yeah.
How do you handle that?
It's very strange because even a tiny bit of latency makes music impossible.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Brett, our engineer, Brett Morris, has like done, he's just like continued to try to like comb resources. And we're on a current platform where we'll like stay on Zoom visually, but we'll do sound through a different site. Uh-huh. And we've been like getting better and better at finding places with less and less lag. But yeah, it's definitely really, really hard. And like something that you've kind of alluded to, it's like a hard thing for people to guest on, like as much as we're like, just don't worry. It's still like an intimidating ask. Mm-hmm. So then to add on top of that, also, it's going to sound slightly weird. It's like, oh, it's really hard. Yeah, absolutely. So we've done like a lot of different formats or tried to get like creative with it. And I know that we're still having fun doing it. It's something fun to like work on, but it's also, yeah, it's pretty hard over the internet.
Do you guys think we'll ever do improv on stage again?
Yes.
Yes. Will okay, I don't know.
I think maybe in the back end of 2021, I think we're going to be able to do shows and stuff.
Do you know how insane that will be when like everyone's able to do everything again?
Well, so at my pole studio, because they rent out space, it's Luscious Mavens in North Hollywood, if you're in LA, rent out space. But Heather, the woman who owns it, we were talking and she was like, well, right after I think they call it the Spanish flu. I call it the Great Flu because I don't know why it's Spanish. Anyway, after the Great Flu was the Roaring Twenties. So I think,
wow,
maybe
and we're in
people,
the 20s. Oh,
yes.
God.
And I think people will be like cooped up for so long and it's hard to like perform on the internet.
Yeah.
So I think there's going to just be like an explosion of art and I'm really here for it and excited.
That's actually really exciting. That makes
me
feel
hopeful.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
well, I've been trying to be positive.
I love it.
If you stay negative, then you get grouchy and that's no fun. Also, I got ADD. So, you know, when you focus on happy things, you just bop around from happy shit to happy shit.
I love that. I think that's amazing. And yeah, I'm with you. I think there's like a very, very high probability that we'll see like many good takeaways. And they might take a bit. They might not all come right away. It might be like in 10 years we go, wait a second. I think like this thing is actually a takeaway from that. There's mm-hmm. going to be so many friggin' books about it.
Oh my
God. So many papers and docs.
There's already a movie about it. Have you seen it? I think it's, he's a big explosion man. What's his name?
Michael Bay?
Yes. I can't believe you got that. But yeah, I think he's already done a movie. It's like COVID, it's 10 years later and the lockdowns have forced people like underground and you get like arrested. I'm like, why didn't we make this movie first?
Nobody that wants sucks. That. Yeah, I don't want
no,
that.
No, you
at
know
all.
What I hate is how like every show I'm watching is now having the pandemic happen. Like
all the reality
like, all the Real
shows?
Housewives.
Yes.
And no, but even This Is Us, which I watch and
no.
I they now are wearing masks. I'm like, no.
Wait,
like,
no.
You can exist in fake time.
Please be in fake time.
That's sucks. I don't want that.
I know.
I fell off of the first season of This Is Us. I liked the first season. And then I was just like, I get it. It's warm and gooey.
Oh, yeah. Well, I just put this in my story the other night, but I was watching it. And the like Justin Hartley, the brother or whatever, he's like, he said this line because I mean the lines in the show are just, it's very dramatic. It's a drama, but he goes like, Madison, I'm an alcoholic and a workout addict with daddy issues. And I was like, you're all of them. It just
Whoa.
Was great. And he was saying that to his impregnated girlfriend who's pregnant with twins, who just confessed to him that she's has an eating disorder. And he's like, I count calories and I stress about not, I work out twice, once at home and once at the gym for different reasons, for lots of reasons. I'm an alcoholic, I'm a workout addict with daddy issues. And I was like, shit.
That's a lot of issues. And then he's got a fat twin. Right, they're twins, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We're in the pilot, she cried and she said, tell me not to eat the donuts. And that's when I was like, you know, I don't know if I can watch very much of this.
The pilot, though, blew my mind. Like, I have to say,
it was a good pilot.
Like, it had a great twist, uh-huh. and I loved it. So that really hooked me. And then, you know, I like to just get hooked on something and watch it for years and years just for fun.
You know who has twists? Lord of the Rings.
What?
Actually, that was a terrible segue because Lord of the Rings has zero twists. You're just like, okay, they're going to walk, and I'm sure something should happen, and it does.
Yeah.
Yeah, not a ton of twists. I mean, maybe you don't know that Strider is actually going to become the king of Gondor, but
I don't know any of those
look,
things.
Look, we as much as we should be reacting,
he has
we
like another Aragorn, Viggo Mortensen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
Also,
yep.
It's a twist that he has two names.
Now, do you feel like you? I mean, I feel like Lord of the Rings memes pop up a lot. Do you feel like you understand them most of the time when you see them?
I don't know how good my meme fluency is in general, but yeah, I feel like probably I'd get them.
Yeah.
I didn't any pre-perusal.
Oh, no, that's great. When we come back, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we will jump into some memes. We'll see if we get them. No pressure for anyone. And we'll be right back.
If you're wondering what a NordVPN is, I'll tell you. VPN stands for Virtual Private Network, a service that protects your internet connection and online privacy. A VPN creates an encrypted tunnel for your data. Protect your online identity by hiding your IP address and allow you to use public Wi-Fi hotspots safely. I'm using a NordVPN myself. And honestly, it's very easy to use. You connect with one click to enable auto connect for zero click protection. It has amazing speed. NordVPN is one of the fastest VPNs out there, and it supports every major platform: Windows, Android, iOS, Linux, even Android TV. You can switch your virtual location to access apps and websites in other countries. Get an exclusive NordVPN deal here at nordvpn.com/newcomers. NordVPN.com/newcomers. It's risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. Link is in the episode description.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And we're back. And it's meme time.
I wonder if the meme that I understood recently will be on here. So it was just like a picture of Lord of the Rings, and it was like, ah, shit. What was it? Oh, it was like, who directed Lord of the Rings? What's his name?
Peter Jackson.
It was like, did Peter Jackson direct this pandemic? Which I thought was very funny. And I retweeted it and I was like, I get it. And it's only because I saw Lord of the Rings. And then I misspelled the acronym. And then I was just so embarrassed. But I just wanted to say that I get memes. I get them.
I get memes too.
Yeah, that seemed like you get memes. Also, let us edit tweets. Come on.
Right? Wouldn't that be nice?
Well, see, I really want to be able to edit tweets, but I also think people would use it for evil like instantly. Mm. And it would just like they would say one thing, let it get retweeted a lot, change it, say something else, you know, that kind of thing. It feels like it'd be bad.
Think about that.
Oh my
well,
gosh.
I'm evil. So I innately just think of these. The no, ways it could go.
You're not evil. You're wearing, I think, overalls.
I'm wearing a dress that's like fucking bunched up in this Zoom. But okay, wait. Because my first thought was Trump would edit tweets and make them, you know, he would write something and then edit it and it would just be bad.
Maybe.
But his tweets right now, I'm almost going to block him, I think, because I'm like,
they're wild.
I don't need to know what's being said and they make no sense.
Yeah, it's like one of those, it's like a friend where you're like, I think you're crying out for help, but like, you can just like reach out to me in a text or something. Like, yeah. You don't have no friends you could text.
Yeah, it's like,
doesn't.
Yeah, watching someone's Instagram stories and going like, I think they might be sad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, text Baron. Maybe he can help you. Where is Baron? He's so tall.
He's so tall.
We haven't heard about him in months.
And he's the tallest person in America. So I'm like, where is he at?
How tall
so
is
hard
he?
To hike.
He's so tall, Lauren.
I don't think he's tall.
He's so tall.
I think
tall.
He's like 6'2 already. I mean, and he
no,
was
no.
Yeah, he's yeah. tall.
He's very
the
tall.
No, this is insane. I swear the last time I saw him, he was small.
Yeah, that's what yeah. we all, that's how we
yes,
all feel.
They this took is, him away. They started hiding him. And then he grew in his own personal quarantine before quarantine began.
I am stunned looking at these photos.
I told you he's the tallest person in America.
He was 10. Now, well, that makes sense. Now he's 14. Oh.
Wait, he's only 14 and he's that big? Oh, boy.
He's just going to get taller. He's not done.
He's not done growing.
He's not done.
I'm so scared about everything connected to these images. These images. Oh, he is. It says Barron Trump's height soars over 6'3" tall Donald. He's more than 6'3"?
Yeah, he Lauren, I'm telling you, he's literally the tallest little boy in America currently.
I completely missed
this
storyline.
He's America's tallest little boy.
They literally kept him hidden. Now he's huge. And I'm thrown off. And now I see him in a shirt that says The Expert, which is kind of hilarious. He's walking with Melania and Donald. His shirt says The Expert.
I mean, between those three, probably.
Yeah.
Also, I just saw a funny meme where it was like, it like listed all the things that Michelle had done as first lady. And then it was like, Melania literally did nothing. She came out and was like, be best. And then like went back to sleep.
I know.
It's what an interesting administration.
It's fascinating. I mean, what is his experience? Because I did see these pictures the other day, which I had seen before, but of when the Bushes were introducing the Obamas, you know, and bringing them into the house and showing the kids around. And they were showing them this cool slide you could go down that was like a banister and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, what is Baron's experience in there? Like, has he done anything fun? Has he seen anything cool? Has it been special?
Well, I'm sure he has like anything he ever wants. But
yeah. But Baron, I think, has been living in New York. I don't think he's lived in the White House at all. I think maybe he's like visited Daddy's weekend house. And it's like, it's big and it's white, and I'm taller than it.
Yeah, you're probably right. Oh my God, I'm blown away. Okay, well.
These images is probably my favorite exclaim anyone's ever. These images!
Images!
They're very shocking. I just have to, I'll go down a rabbit hole with that later. Okay, well, let's jump into some Lord of the Rings memes and parodies. So if we want to all open our little document here. These are some visual memes from the Lord of the Rings meme subreddit r/LOTR memes.
So this first one is by The Last Direwolf 420. So it's a picture of Elijah Wood as Frodo, and over the picture says, "It's over, it's done." And then this is Canadians, Europeans, and the rest of the world after the American election is over. And we don't have to see vote anymore.
Hey, Americans feel that way too. We don't want to keep talking about voting.
I don't
want
to fucking talk about it, but they make it so inaccessibly hard for people to vote that you have to remind people to like make sure they're still registered. This meme attacked us. I don't like it.
This meme offends me and I am sad now.
Yeah, I don't like it because it also implies, you know, Frodo's the hero who carries this burden. And I resent the idea that they think they've carried more of this burden than we.
Yeah, I mean, because they had to see us say vote.
They can be Samwise if they want. They can be in it with us because everyone's affected by what our administration does. But they are not the Frodo. You know, they are not.
No, I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see the next one. Now, this one is a picture of, how do I describe this? It's a businessman with no head. And in place of his head, it's the Warner Brothers logo. And then there's another man thoughtfully listening to him. And the Warner Brothers man is putting his hands towards The Hobbit, the book, I think. Uh-huh. And it says, Warner Brothers slaps a 300-page book. This bad boy can be adapted into an entire fucking trilogy. Okay, and that was posted by SahandKing92. Got to give credit where it's due. This one, I think, sucks.
It's making the very fresh hot take that big studios are out to make money on movies.
Yeah, it's and that's something I've never thought about. And that's not true.
I think it bothers me because it's so literal. It's like, yes, Warner Brothers did say we'll make this into a trilogy. Like there's nothing like ironic or like crazy about this take.
And yes, I understand it's a short 300-page book.
Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely. It's also not the first time this has happened. You know, like we split the fourth Hunger Games. We split the fourth Twilight. We split, you know, it's like we get it. They do it to make money. And
it feels like it's halfway done. Like you need like he's going, this bad boy can be adapted to an entire fucking trilogy. And then someone else goes, and this movie should be 1 minute long. And it's like a 1,000-page book or something. I don't know. Like it feels like there should be something happening after that.
Yes.
Yeah. So it should be like maybe Infinite Jest should be like,
this
like
is a Quibi TikTok
original.
A Quibi
TikTok.
Yes.
There we go.
Yes. We liked each other.
Yes. Quibi TikTok.
A Quibi TikTok.
That's a Quibi TikTok.
A Quip Talk. Jess, do you want to do the next one?
Sure. Okay, so this is made by Kino Fabino, and it's a group of revelers. It's like some youths, and they're looking at the camera like, why are you taking a picture? And they're all holding red cups. And behind them is a picture of the king of Rohan. And it says on the top, "Are you seriously on your phone while King Theoden, son of Thengol, mourns the death of his son?" I like this one a little more. I don't know if I set that up great.
No, it's hard to read a meme, but yeah. What I think it works for me because I was on my phone while he did that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, now I get this meme. They're talking to me, the viewer, who can't concentrate on this movie.
Yes. Yeah, and they're all like giving you kind of side eye, like, are you serious?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The king is mourning the death of his son, and it's really sad. And if this moment's not getting you, none of this is for you.
I mean, they're right.
They're right. I like that guy, though. That king of Rohan, the riders of Rohan. I'm into that horse stuff.
Is he the one who like went wild and like fell off the balcony?
No, that's the steward of Gondor. So this guy is the better guy. He's the one who was kind of in a trance because that snaky guy, it's in the second one. The snaky guy's got his ear and he's like telling him lies about control. And he like literally looks like he's covered. His eyes look like they have cataracts and stuff. Mm. And then his niece is like, "Uncle, you are not right. You got to stop listening to this guy." And then he comes out of it, shaves into his good goatee and is like, "It doesn't matter if we're going to lose. The Riders of Rohan will defend Helm's Deep." And that's when they have that really good battle of Helm's Deep, where they ride even though they're outnumbered.
Wow.
I don't.
You truly made that make sense. And I kind of wish you were just like sitting next to my TV. So when I went, "What?" you would just be like, "Hey, listen, this is what happened."
I like that guy.
Okay. The next one. It's on you. Yes.
It's by Isaac Passaic. So it says, "He be descendin'." And then it says, "Me steps into the shower, that one bottle of shampoo." And then the picture is...
Okay, so you have to click the GIF.
Oh. Oh, it's the man who spun Gandhi to the moon. He fell off a building? When did that happen?
I feel like I remember that when he flipped
but
around.
But this is one of the most annoying things Saruman. About Lord of the Rings. Saruman, not... Yeah. Oh.
He falls to his death.
Oh, it's in the it's from the extended versions where you see his death and it's really brutal. That's so funny that Lauren, you're like, I remember it. Oh, maybe you watched the extended version.
No chance. But what I love is that when you you do reference something, I go, "I have no idea." And then when I see something I haven't seen, I'm like, "I've seen that." So it's just proof that my brain doesn't work.
No, I think it's just okay. So Lauren and I were on a meeting earlier with another woman named Nicole. And Nicole was asked a question. It was not for me, but I nodded my head. And then I was like, and I realized I was nodding my head. And I was like, you can't do that. Like, you have to just remember that they're not talking to you for most of this meeting.
Yes, yes.
And I didn't know if you clocked it, but I was like, oh boy, this is...
No, what I actually did think was Nicole's doing a really good job of not responding every time they say Nicole, because I was thinking how confusing it was. They're like, "Nicole, do you have any thoughts about..." And I'm going... Does she have thoughts about that?
I mean, that's what I was saying. I was like, "Do I have a thought?" And then she would start talking and be like, "Oh, yes. Thank God."
The person who's supposed to have a thought about that is having the thought about that. Yes. It was a little stressful.
For my purposes, I'm going to imagine that this Nicole is like an actuary or something. Or she's like, yep. And I have tabulated the risk of how often people in hang gliding accidents fall into a tree that's actually endangered. And it becomes an environmental crisis.
Okay, the next one is Aragorn's DMs during the Battle of Helm's Deep. This was submitted by Henry Trill. And it says, okay, so there's a bunch of text messages. Now, these aren't DMs. These are texts, right? Like, okay, Theoden says, "Dude, we're so fucked." Arwen says, "We need to talk." Eowyn says, "You have 53 missed calls from this number." That's not how texts work. Gimli says, "Just saw a pointy ear riding an Uruk shield down the stairs. What a poser." And Gandalf says, "Here, LOL."
I like this.
Okay. It's a thinker. It's basically thinker. Aragorn is receiving... This is his relationship with all of these people and how So it's very deep, I think. Mm-hmm. This meme.
Yeah, it's Helm's Deep, some would say. sorry, I'll leave.
No, we needed that.
And yeah, like this is the battle I was just talking about. So Théoden at the top is that king. This is in his before moment. This is before he gets all scrubbed up, his tiny little circle picture here. So yeah, it's looking so bad. So he's like, dude, we're fucked. And then Liv Tyler's like, I want to be with you. And then that other, the niece of the Rohan king is like, really wants to be with Aragorn, however you say. Mm-hmm. And then Gimli obviously only cares about what him and Legolas are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then Gandalf, he's the one who comes in late, and then the battle's no big deal. Here, LOL.
Okay. All right. I wasn't sure about the Gandalf part. I was like, why is Gandhi saying LOL?
But that makes sense. He's a trickster. He's just,
it's because he's always just showing up and he's like, I'm here.
He's smoking that wacky weed and having a good time making fireworks.
All right. So the next thing we're going to do is do some watch along video content. Okay. So Recap Raps is a music comedy series where they summarize pop culture movies and TV shows into short, delectable rap songs. So here is a recap of the entire Peter Jackson Lord of the Rings movie franchise. And if you want to follow along on YouTube, the video is called Lord of the Rings Trilogy Recap Rap, posted by The Warp Zone. All right.
3, 2, 1.
Yo, this is Recap Raps. Get your bros together, because we're about to do the Lord of the Rings Trilogy right now. Get ready. Here we go. Check this long postcard for a country that's more New Zealand than sheep playing rugby. It's an epic from Tolkien's pages, and also still a bromance for the ages. In the Shire,
it's funny that it's like a fun little rap, and I'm still like,
who's actually Aragorn and loves Liv Tyler. Take it up to Rivendell, where they meet Agent Smith.
My soul.
My bud.
My axe.
Fellowship. Moria. Cave trolls. Holy shit, Balrog.
You shall not pass.
Later, Gandalf. Visit with Galadriel, where everybody's safe. Visions in the water and
even more scary face.
Meanwhile, Saruman just kinda chills. And of course, Sean Bean goes and gets himself killed. Power Trio leaves to throw down. Frodo saves Sam so he won't drown. That's what these movies are all about. Just a bunch of bros just broing out.
Lord of the Rings, it is all about bros, helping bros. Tell your bros, come and sing. They will not be opposed, they are bros.
The fellowship is hella broke. Frodo and Sam on a lonely road until they meet a new bro with a split perspective. He wants the help, but he wants
the precious.
March through the forest in a flash of light. Is it Saruman? No, it's freaking Gandalf the White.
This is reminding me of like Cliff's notes or something. Like, yeah. If I had to do a test about this a bit, I should memorize that rap.
I definitely would have written this as some sort of project in high school to get around doing actual work.
And it's 3 minutes long, gotta say. Too long.
Look, the video could be 1 minute, you know? Rap a little faster.
Absolutely. Just increase the BPM.
Beats per minute?
Yep. And we don't need this sung chorus, you know? We get it.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Yeah.
This is like the sort of Lonely Island part they're trying to do with the like,
yes. Yeah.
The bros helping bros. Let's sing that part.
And I love that it's like girls are welcome too, and then they only show two women because there's only two women in the original trilogy. So women aren't welcome.
Where are they?
Where are they at?
Where are they at? I think that spider's technically a girl.
We have been told that that is.
Yeah, you're not the first person to say that. That's very funny.
I don't think it's not helpful for either for anything.
That's the thing. I feel like people know that because there are no women. Like, but the spider's a woman. It's like, the spider's not a woman, okay? That doesn't count.
Also, it's she kind still of like doesn't if there's, speak, and she doesn't.
Yeah, it's like if there was like a movie with like an action movie with no women, and they're like, but the dog's a girl.
The dog's a girl.
I mean, I'm sure somebody has said that about some action movie.
Yeah, definitely.
Fast and Furious has that one girl. It has the dog. The car is technically female.
Mm-hmm. The car is technically female.
All boats are women. Let's just say it. All boats are women.
Boats are women. Cars are men. Trains are men. Airplanes are women. This is all just like stuff we understand.
This is all stuff we understand. Oh my gosh.
I like how we truly gave up watching that.
We did.
And just started talking.
We get it.
I was cute. Good job.
It was cute.
Yeah.
It was
good. Good job, everyone.
Good job.
Okay, so this next clip is called They're Taking the Hobbits to Isengard, or yes, I believe it's how you say it. On August 18th, 2005, artist Erwin Beekveld submitted a video titled They're Taking the Hobbits to Isengard to the Flash website Albino Black Sheep. The video featured scenes from the second Lord of the Rings film, accompanied by a music track made from the line They're Taking the Hobbits to Isengard, uttered by the character Legolas, played by Orlando Bloom. If you want to follow along on YouTube, the video is called They're Taking the Hobbits to Isengard HQ, posted by Erwin Beekveld. Okay, 3, 2, 1, go. Wow. This was not at all what I was expecting.
This is funny.
Nicole, this should be your new text tone.
I wouldn't mind it. It's very funny.
This would be a great thing to wake up to, also.
Uh-huh. This is my favorite thing I've seen today.
This is fun.
Tell me where is Gandalf, I much desire to speak with you. Tell me where is Gandalf, for I much desire to speak with you. A Balrog of Morgoth.
What do you say?
Wow. Oh.
Whoa. Still going on the reverb.
That made me really sad at the end.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What a turn. That felt like a song that would play in a discotheque in Europe.
Yes. And I like it very much.
That was great. Okay. So this next one is Orlando Bloom spoofing himself in that video.
What a fun guy.
He's fun. You know, he's married to Katy Perry. He's like,
got a little baby, right?
They do. I find that relationship very interesting.
Yeah.
Same.
So, okay. Apparently the cast and crew became aware of the Isengard song we just heard because they had Orlando Bloom perform it on his last day of shooting. Originally posted by Peter Jackson, the description reads, "A day after saying goodbye to Gandalf and Toriel, it was time to farewell Legolas. What a great day it was, with Orlando battling a serious orc for all 12 hours of shooting, part of the Battle of the Five Armies for the third Hobbit movie. When we finally got the day done, we said goodbye to Orlando, had a couple of beers, and couldn't resist doing this." Now, if you want to follow along on YouTube, it's called They're Taking the Hobbits to Isengard by Orlando Bloom, Goodbye Orlando, posted by New Tolkas. Okay, 3, 2, 1, go.
They've taken the hobbits to Isengard. To Isengard. Isengard, God. The hobbits, to Isengard.
While he was doing it, I was concerned that he wasn't sure what he was doing.
Yeah. It was very helpful for me to know that they had had a few beers.
Mm. Oh,
that helped me as well. And it also helped me to know that he had just shot a 12-hour fight scene.
mm-hmm. with orcs.
He was a little loopy. Yeah, and
that's what I mean by he like didn't know what he was saying.
Yeah, it was definitely a little bit weird. well, that was really fun.
Yeah, I think that's a nice way to end our presentation of memes.
I think so, too.
Oh, my gosh. What a great time.
Jessica, do you have anything you want to plug?
Yeah, I'd love for people to check out Off Book, the Improvised Musical Podcast. And you can give me a follow on Instagram at JessJessMcKenna. Don't waste your time on Twitter.
I love the honesty.
My feed has basically got like tumbleweeds rolling through. You know, don't worry about it.
I really want people to take Twitter away from all of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, Twitter is bad, but also I find such good memes on Twitter.
I can't stop looking. I just want it taken away. I just need it gone.
Lauren, do you have anything you want to plug?
You know, not really. I mean, I'll plug Threedom. We're back for free wherever you get your podcasts. And my Patreon, as I've said on every episode of this. And other than that, you know, I guess wear a mask. I'd like to be able to do stuff someday. It's my main thing.
a great plug.
Yeah, I think I'll plug wear a mask. And if you have any friends who are like, the masks impede on my breathing, show them. Go to my Instagram. I'm pole dancing wearing a mask. And if I can do it for an hour and a half, tell your stupid fucking friends they can wear it for 20 minutes going to the fucking grocery store.
Thank you.
Yeah, because I'm fat as fuck. And if I can exercise wearing it, and I've done it numerous times, people can do it. Yeah. And then I guess I'll promote, I think it's called Fair Fight to help the Georgia election. Stacey Abrams is doing some incredible work and has been for years. And she's like really smart. And I did this like fundraiser where we improvised off stories she told. And it was almost like hard to do it because you're like, these are such good stories. I just want to leave them like this. I don't want to break them apart and make fun. But it's, you know, I don't want to talk about voting anymore, but it's still happening.
I know, it's kind of crazy. It's still going on.
Yeah, it's wild. And then sometimes they'll be like, Trump did win Alaska. And we're like, we're done with that.
Yeah, yeah, that part's definitely.
Let's move on.
That's hilarious. I'm honestly going to go spend my whole night looking at any picture I can find of Baron because I'm absolutely confused.
These images.
It is wild, right?
Can I put out, can I put out a call to action to your listeners and fans to make a They're Taking the Hobbits to Isengard style song where it's Lauren just saying these images?
Yes. Yes. I would love that.
I want it. I want that very, very much. These images.
And then
these
both images. Of you explaining that he's tall.
America's tallest boy. Someone, please.
Someone do this.
Yes.
And then for our Battle of the Five Stars segment, this is where we read your five-star reviews. So leave a review on your favorite podcast platform for a chance to have it read on air. This one comes from Chris the Architect on Apple Podcasts, and it's called A Genre Lover Who Loves the Podcast. I'm a huge fan of LOTR, saw all the movies in theaters, and even rewatched all the extended editions in a matter of days. I love the way Nicole and Lauren banter about the movies. It's a good check on reality, as most people are not as crazy about these franchises as I am, and TBH, it's hysterical to hear them try to figure out storylines I've grown up with. I've even learned some new things from their guests and trivia sessions. I would recommend this show to anyone from newbie to the franchise to a veteran who doesn't take it too seriously. Well, thank you, Chris.
Yeah, that was nice.
And a very honest way to recommend it. Either someone who has no idea what's going on or someone who doesn't take it too seriously. We don't want anyone here who takes it too seriously.
I wonder if Chris is single. He's an architect.
The dream job.
Sounds successful. He likes you. You're halfway there.
Chris, let us know.
Well, this was a fun little detour. And next week, we'll be back in the thick of things with the popular 2014 video game Shadow of Mordor. And we'll be joined by Troy Baker, the actor who voiced the main protagonist of the game.
Real quick, before we say bye-bye, Lauren, I started watching this almost two-hour movie of this video game, and I'll tell you something. You're not going to be happy.
Oh, no. Oh, no. A movie of a video game?
Yeah, you're not going to be happy.
Okay. Well, I can't wait. I should start soon.
Oh, yeah, truly. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Was a HeadGum original.